NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Gunmen in Afghanistan have dealt another blow to attempts to negotiate a peace deal with the Taliban. A senior Afghan peace negotiator has been shot dead in Kabul. NPR's Ahmed Shafi has details on what happened.
Gunmen in a car fired a single shot using a silencer, killing Arsalan Rahmani, a former Taliban minister and a key member of Karzai's peace council. Mr. Rahmani was responsible for the committee that was tasked with securing the release of Taliban prisoners from the U.S. and Afghan prisons in order to start peace talks with the militants. Last year, the head of the peace council was killed by a suicide bomber wearing explosives in his turban. A Taliban spokesman has denied responsibility for the killing, but a statement from the militants 2 weeks ago said Karzai's peace envoys would be targeted as part of the Taliban's spring offensive. Ahmed Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
In Syria, activists say government forces have killed at least five people during a raid today on a farming village west of the city of Hama. They say the village is a flashpoint for anti-government protests and is one of dozens torched since Hama and the city of Homs were seized by Bashar al-Assad's forces. Meanwhile, more UN observers have arrived in Damascus, a full team of 300 expected by the end of the month. Greece's president is meeting with party leaders today in a last-ditch effort to cobble together a governing coalition, but a deal appears to be remote, week after inconclusive parliamentary elections. There are deep divisions over the bailout plan for Greece. Voters angry over austerity measures could be called back to the polls again as soon as the middle of next month. Authorities in Southern California have launched a massive search for a missing FBI agent who is believed to be suicidal. They say Special Agent Stephen Ivins is armed but not a threat to others. He's described as an avid runner and hiker. Dogs have tracked his scent to the rugged mountains east of Burbank, but searchers have fanned out to look throughout Los Angeles County. President Obama is honoring the nation's top police officers this weekend as hundreds are mourning their fallen colleagues. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
President Obama praised police officers at a ceremony in the White House Rose Garden.
These men and women weren't thinking about bravery. They weren't thinking of themselves.
As President Obama spoke, some 1,400 bikers pedaled into the nation's capital. Some came from states as far-flung as California, riding hundreds of miles to remember officers who died in the line of duty. Fred Wheeler is from Maryland. He lost his son, Scott, in 2007.
He was on duty and he was hit by a vehicle. He was trying to stop her for speeding. She was texting.
His wife Janet chimes in.
You don't forget. Every day you remember.
But, she says, it's an honor to see how many people come out to remember fallen officers like her son. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. In Boston last night, hundreds of Boston University students remembered three of their own. They held a candlelight vigil for the three students who died in a vehicle crash in New Zealand this weekend. They were studying in New Zealand. University spokesman Colin Riley was there.
There's, you know, a sad and somber reality that three of our students have been killed.
Five other students were injured in the crash. Two have been released from a hospital. New Zealand police say the crash investigation will take some time. They say the minivan the students were riding in drifted to the side of the road and then rolled when the driver tried to correct course. The Los Angeles Lakers rediscovered team basketball last night and finished off the Denver Nuggets in their first-round NBA playoff series. After two games with virtual no-shows by key players, the Lakers beat Denver 96-87 to win the series 4-3. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
LA's big men finally played big. Seven-footers Pau Gasol and Andrew Bynum combined for 39 points, 35 rebounds, and 10 block shots in the clincher over Denver. The two were widely criticized for their ineffective play in Games 5 and 6, which the Nuggets won to tie the series. Meta World Peace, in his first game back from a seven-game suspension, provided the kind of defensive intensity that had been missing from the Lakers. And point guard Steve Blake came off the bench and sank 5 of 6 three-point shots for 19 points. Points overall. While everything was clicking again for LA, it wasn't easy. Denver erased a 16-point Laker lead in the third quarter before LA pulled away midway through the fourth. Los Angeles now faces the Oklahoma City Thunder in the next round. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.